Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Well, after a weak first quarter, which many are blaming on the weather, economists are seeing a more upbeat second and third quarter in the second half of the year. Joining us on the program is Neil Duda. He's head of economics at Renaissance Macro. Neil, let's talk about the second quarter. The first quarter, a lot has been blamed on the weather, but was it really all weather related for Q1?
Well, it wasn't all weather related, Jim. I think the bears are right about that. You know, there was some inventory buildup, you know, earlier in the first quarter that got drawn down. So we did see an inventory correction in the first quarter. But that being said, I think the weather was a large part of it. And that's why we saw, you know, a fairly significant snapback in economic activity in March, particularly in things like retail sales, you know, aggregate hours worked, for example. So sort of employment and hours. And, you know, just the way the GDP accounting works, you're taking the average of one quarter over the average of the prior quarter and annualizing the change. And so the fact that March was so much better than the average for the first quarter means you're going into the second quarter with strong momentum. And, you know, I still think it's more likely than not that growth picks up in the second quarter. It'll probably be in excess of 3%. It could get as high as 3.5%, maybe even a bit more. But if you average out the first half, you're still talking about a 2.5% economy.
Neil, something that we've seen in this economic recovery, number one, it's been more anemic than past recoveries. We certainly haven't seen the 5 and 6% growth rates. Part of that earlier was due to housing not being a contributor. But we also have seen where, you know, you'll have one or two quarters of strong growth and all of a sudden you'll get these weak quarters. What do you think accounts for that? Is it deleveraging? Is it the new normal, as the folks at PIMCO have talked about? What accounts for all this?
A lot of it's actually things beyond our control. For example, if you go back to 2010, that was sort of the first flare-up of the European debt crisis. We obviously had things like the Gulf oil spill, financial sector re-regulation. So a lot of it was political uncertainty. In 2011, for example, we had the Japanese nuclear disaster. We had the contentious debt ceiling debate in Congress. And you saw, you know, periods of economic weakness around those times. So, you know, I don't think the economy is structurally more volatile than before. It's just we've been sort of getting hit by unexpected things. And so, you know, my sense is that if you look at the volatility around economic activity, I don't want to get too wonky, but if you look at the volatility around GDP, it's actually been coming down lately. And so, you know, to me, I think we're going to have a moderate sort of recovery. And then as these balance sheet issues fade, you should see the economy begin to pick up more steam, not unlike what you saw in prior recoveries. For example, if you go back to the 2000s, we had a massive tech wreck. Growth was very slow in the beginning. We had the run-up to the Iraq War, 9/11, obviously, before that. And you saw these sort of like growth picked up, then kind of slowed down, then picked up again, slowed down. And then once a lot of the sort of uncertainty around the growth outlook faded, the economy began to gear up. Similarly, you saw that after the 90s. We had a housing recession then, and growth was slow for a number of years before picking up in earnest, you know, in 1994, 95. So I think I'm still pretty optimistic on what the outlook for the economy is 18 to 24 months out.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.